All right. Thank you very much to Gilka for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01 p.m. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. We got some stuff coming up. You know how shows are. You know how shows have stuff. Yeah, we got plenty of that. We got that by the bushel full. I also bought some new bushels that I want to tell you guys about. Off to a great start. But first, we are going to start us off with some Nude Beach from their album 2. You know, the way Zeppelin labels their albums. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shut up. Loser in the Game. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. All right. Good heavens. Wait, hold on. Levels check. Good heavens. Good heavens. Good heavens. I could do that for 56 more minutes. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, or we're on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. You writes it, I reads it. The opinions expressed on the Mascot Wedding Show are only the opinions of those people who said it and nobody else. And in the words of Mac Blake, quit your bitching! I like how I made him some sort of wrestling character. We just heard Nude Beach from their album 2, or maybe II, or maybe LL. Who knows with these fonts these days? Good heavens. Said that a lot today. Let's do a drinking game. That was Loser in the Game. And I send that out to the University of Texas. Bum, bum, ba, bum, ba. You suck a home a lot. That was a terrible game, fellas. And there's a guy chomping at the bit. Probably waiting to talk about it. I'll introduce him in a second. But I want to let you know that, let's go over the list here. What do I want to talk about today on the show? Texas sucks. I could have lost a lot of money on that game, but I didn't. Thank you very much to Gamblor for talking me out of that. Let's see. Mac is not here. Oh, that's the second thing on the list. I like how that was under Texas Sucks. Mac Blake is not here. He is on assignment this week. So I will be doing the show by myself. Ha ha, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, you guys. I know you hate that. When I do the show by myself, it's radio poison. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring up microphone 5, and you're going to say hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's get a levels check here. Do it again.
Hello.
Perfect. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce this gentleman right now. He is a fixture at Cold Town Theater. He is a member of The Hustle Show, which is the second Thursday of every month at Cold Town Theater. He is also a member of Tears But Joy, which plays Thursday night, every single Thursday night at Cold Town Theater. And he is also the host and creator and driving force behind Rainy Nights, which is a show that is every fourth Thursday.
Every last Thursday.
Every last Thursday. I didn't even introduce you yet. The last Thursday at every Cold Town Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Thursday Night himself, Scott Rainey.
Hey.
You can clap for yourself.
Thank you, David. I'll clap.
You can clap for yourself.
So this is where the magic happens.
This is where an hour of radio happens. Let's not go putting the cart before the horse on this one. It is just a thing that I do. And people may or may not listen to it. The results are in. They have not listened to this. So you could say whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
But just don't say whatever you want.
I watched The Notebook 3 times today.
Got him. Bring it in.
Ah!
This big notebook net. So did you catch the game today?
I did. This was actually the first game in a long time where I did not watch it in its entirety, because I'm the kind of sports fan where win or lose, I will go down with the ship, and I could not take it this game.
Sure.
So, yeah.
You know, that's funny. I was going to ask you about that, because looking at you right now, you are decked out.
I'm littered with Boston Red Sox attire.
You have a lovely windbreaker and a lovely weathered hat.
These old rags.
So, but you are a Boston Red Sox fan.
I am.
Have you been your whole life?
I have not been.
Okay.
People will probably think I'm lying when I say this, but I snuck in just before the old curve.
Sure.
I became a fan in 2003 when we lost in Game 7 in like the 12th inning to the Yankees.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't hate my life right now. I want to attach myself to this team. And
okay.
And then we won the next year, and it was just two consecutive Octobers of the most exciting baseball I've seen in
sure.
my life. So.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But the reason I ask is because Boston, prior to 2004, had a history of just being long-suffering fans.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't really become a diehard fan until they started winning, mm-hmm. really looking forward to this the stretch of just nothingness we have in front of us. the beginning of the Bobby V era, even though
yes.
it just ended.
Yeah, you'll be fine once he's gone.
yeah, that's the major fix.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that today while I was watching the Texas game because most experts pick Texas to win this game.
Well, I don't consider myself most experts, but uh-huh. yes, I did pick Texas to win
yeah,
this
I
game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it on paper, and my apologies to you, listener. I know you hate sports talk, but we're doing this, all right? It's OU weekend. Come
well,
on.
What?
Well, no, they really hate that. but the thing about it is, like, you know, you're watching the game, and you're expecting Texas to win, but they got out to such a bad start. I mean, they were down, what was it, like, 19-2
yeah.
at one point.
Yeah, 20-2
Okay.
Down.
Yes, and it
did
got
not get better.
It got to the point where I was watching it with my lady friend Maria Menounos, and it got laughably bad to the point where I was watching OU and I was kind of rooting for OU at times.
It got so bad that during the commercial break, I went to the TV guide and saw that Madea's family, whatever, Madea's family blank
yes.
was on, and I switched over just to see what was going on.
Just what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if she's going to reunite again with them. Yeah, like, I think this might be the year that I'm done with Texas.
Oh, that you say that now. But,
I do say that now. Well, and let me put it this way. I mean, because as a Texas football fan, you know, you hope they win conference titles. You hope they win national titles. But the one thing they're supposed to do every year, even more so than beating A&M, because that was just kind of this weird made-up rivalry.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to beat Oklahoma every year.
They are supposed to.
And their most embarrassing defeats in the 14 years that I've lived in this town have been at the hands of Oklahoma.
100%.
Yeah.
I was reading earlier, or they showed a stat that was like Oklahoma was 6 for the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they did some trimming on that, because I'm pretty sure they're like 19 of the last 25 before that. That's
oh,
not
yeah.
true, but I feel just they have just owned us consistently for the last
well,
two
Stoops,
decades.
Stoops leads the head-to-head with Mac Brown 9-5.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I remember a couple of those 5, but I remember all of those 9.
Yeah.
Those things
oh, exactly.
hurt. But yeah, I mean, like, and then you look at football, just Texas football, and it's like 4 hours every Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got stuff to do.
4 hours and 18 whiskeys every Saturday. It's tough to get through.
I can't do it like I used to do it. I had a lovely breakfast this morning. I had some lemonade. This was an alcohol-free OU weekend.
I had Life cereal for breakfast this morning.
Sure.
For the first time in years, and it was fantastic. I feel like I'm 12 again.
Yeah. Man. That first rediscovery of cereal is pretty great.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because you go through that period where, like, especially post-college, we're like, I'm an adult. I can eat whatever. McGriddles? Yeah, sure. I can have dinner for breakfast? Let's do it. But then you go back and you revert, like, over one weekend. And it's like, oh, cereal.
See, yeah. I'm still in that phase where it's like, I could either eat breakfast or get 18 more minutes of sleep.
Uh-huh.
What am I going to do? And so I've just like skipped breakfast over the last several years.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I just recently was like, maybe I should, you know, have something nutritious in my life. And so I decided on Life cereal, which is the cornerstone of every food pyramid.
Cause it reminds you of life.
Yes.
you're a relatively young guy though, right? You're
26.
26. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe not then. You're staring down the barrel of 30. Well, because here's a tip that I learned when I hit 30. Man, breakfast can come in juice form. Like, you can drink your breakfast. It's great. I don't know why I was wasting my time with chewing.
Based on that like logic and philosophy. Uh-huh. I just want to take breakfast foods and combine them into some sort of liquid.
No. Nope.
Would that work the same
That's
way?
That's bad news. Do not do that. That feels like a weird hazing ritual. It's like, yeah, drink this sausage, jerk. I don't want to do that.
That's true. I did drink a bowl full of gravy one time for a dare, and that was not as enticing as it might sound. I know you think, drink this bowl full of gravy, yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah, let me do that immediately.
Okay, you're going to have to paint the picture for me on this one. What was the context?
I was a senior at high school. I ran cross country back then, and we had ran. And while all the other suckers were at school, we got to go off campus and have breakfast and whatnot. And we were sitting there at the Cracker Barrel.
Of course. Why not?
With the other 75-year-olds. And we had this big breakfast. And as you know, there's a big old-timey general store at the front of every Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. And there was this one particularly giant pencil that I had that caught my eye.
Sure.
And they said, we'll give you that pencil if you drink this bowl of gravy.
Wait, hold on. The people at Cracker Barrel said this?
Oh, no, the people I was with.
Okay.
But I'd like to thank the people at Cracker. Can I change my answer to the people at Cracker Barrel did? I'm going to.
People at Cracker Barrel, they know what they're doing.
They do. So that was it. That was a long-winded version of a barely interesting story.
I still have follow-up questions. Question one. White gravy, ground gravy.
White gravy.
Gravy. That's a hard phrase to say. What was it? White gravy?
White gravy.
Okay. I could, yeah. Was it, did you have to do it in a certain amount of time?
It was just like, I mean, I don't know if I had to or not, but I did. It was just a whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay.
Done.
Was this like a, I really did have questions. Like a cereal bowl or like a sort of condiment bowl?
Bigger than, not quite the, like a cereal bowl, but bigger than the condiment. I'd say, I don't know. It was,
okay.
It was probably a good 8 ounces of gravy.
Like a hotel-sized cereal bowl?
Yeah, there
you
go.
Got it. I'm right there with you. You know what? Pretty impressive. I'm giving you credit.
Ah, come on.
So, since Mac is not here, I always worry about whether or not the listeners will like these types of shows, because historically they have not. So, if you'll indulge me, Scott Rainey.
I'm listening.
I'm going to throw a topic out there. See if I can get some conversation going, and in the meantime, we'll come back to you and we'll talk some more stuff about your stuff. But something happened this week that kind of bummed me out, and it was Alex Karras died. Are you familiar with Alex Karras?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, he was he used to play for the Lions for about 12 seasons.
Okay,
but you'd probably know him either as the father on Webster, as George Papadopoulos, or as Mongo. From Blazing Saddles.
I do remember Mongo.
I should have just gone straight to Mongo. I don't know why I
tiptoed. Why didn't you just say Mongo died?
Yeah, I should have said Mongo died. But yeah, that really bummed me out. Because I enjoyed Webster as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a cool dad as far as TV dads go. And of course, Blazing Saddles. How do you not love Blazing Saddles? Or I should say, When you're between the ages of 4 and 20, how do you not love Blazing Saddles? And so, yeah, and so to hear he died, I was kind of genuinely sad about this. And I feel like I've brought this up on the show before, but I'm going to do this again. Scott Rainey, I'll present this question to you, and I'll present this to the callers also, 472-5667 or at Mascot Wedding. Are there celebrities out there that you'll get genuinely sad about when they die?
Absolutely. Are we talking about minor celebrities or just anybody on the celebrity spectrum?
Anybody on the celebrity spectrum.
I am still a little broken up that Paul Newman is dead, if I can be honest with
you. Oh, absolutely.
That was 2 years ago. I feel that once anybody dies that was in either the movie Caddyshack or Animal House, I will want to attend the funeral.
Sure.
Let's see here. I'm sure there's others.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking about that, and my answer is, they sort of like Nicholson. Like, when Jack Nicholson dies, I'll feel really bad.
That is going to be a big one.
And it's really, and it's more because, what's it?
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of Nicholson, I watched The Shining the other day. That guy is such a ridiculously good actor.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing how, or at least, I guess speaking personally, I never give that movie its due. I've always just sort of dismissed it. As a lesser Kubrick movie and a lesser Nicholson movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you go back and watch it, especially this month, it's great.
I was the 100% exact same way, and I went back and was like, I'm going to sit down and really give this movie the time of day.
Yeah.
Great. beginning to end.
Because especially, like, and I've said this again, I've said this before on the show, Nicholson's run from 69 to 80 is kind of the career I would want.
Yeah.
Like, if you could give me anybody's 10-year period in their life, I would want that 10-year period. Maybe that's either that or Barry Sanders.
That's an interesting question right there. What 10-year career?
Maybe okay, if the death gets no traction, we'll switch to the 10-year traction. We'll go there.
If death gets no traction.
Death be not proud.
That's my alt-rock band.
But yeah, I just mentioned Barry Sanders. I would kind of get sad if Barry Sanders dies.
Oh,
yeah. Or when he dies, I guess.
This brings up an interesting question I had, or I discussed with some friends of mine a couple years ago when Michael Jackson died, which was like Michael Jackson died and just like it took the entire world by storm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like every the world shut down for a day.
Yes, it did.
Or at least stopped what they were doing to listen to every single Michael Jackson song ever made.
Yep.
And we were talking about like what is going to be the next celebrity, politician, whatever, like the next big impact person to die that is going to have that big of an influence on the rest of the world.
The next event death.
The next event death, yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like we kind of had it with Steve Jobs.
But did we? A little bit. I don't know.
I definitely think so.
I don't think it was Michael Jackson level.
Well, you know what? I'll put it this way. Because Michael Jackson's consumables are different than Steve Jobs's.
True.
Because, yeah, you know, you could be at a club and hear Thriller.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my God. Like, man, I remember when Michael Jackson died, up and down 6th Street. Every bar was playing Michael Jackson.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, you can't do that with Steve Jobs. You can't be like, man, this app.
Playing the audiobook version of his biography.
There you go. Yeah, you can't do that. But I feel like, at least on social networking, which might be an unfair judge of a person like Steve Jobs dying. But Social Network took it hard. Like, I mean, because this was a guy who invented stuff, you know.
That's very true.
In a day and age when people don't invent stuff anymore. It was really amazing. But yeah, like, we're not going to, no one's going to go out and just run and buy an iMac because he died.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
But that's a good question, dude. You know what? We're putting a bunch of stuff on the table. We're going open phones, guys. Come on. Like, I haven't heard from you in weeks. I just got back. I wasn't here last week. Neither was Mac. We went to Portland and Seattle. That was a fun old time. We could talk about that if you want. But 472-5667 is the number, or at Mascot Wedding. Oh, we got some tweets. Hold on. I don't know why this thing's taking forever to load. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, this is great radio, isn't it? Here we go. Okay, Regular Karate says 3 seconds. Three seconds in, and I predict some sweet, sweet jock talk. And he was right. And at Mac B Dazzler says, I'm missing jock talk. So thanks, Lance and Mac, for being my only two listeners today. Yeah, at Mascot Wedding is the thing to do. Gosh, an event death. That's a really... You know what? I feel like it would have to be a singer.
I think so too, but I don't know what, or singers definitely have an advantage because just music instantly makes you love everybody.
Because you lock into that feeling that it gave you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an instant like, oh, this takes me back to all these emotions and all these places in my life and whatnot. The best answer we could come up with would be like in terms of everything across the board, like every group being affected was Oprah Winfrey. If Oprah Winfrey had an early death, that would probably top Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what though? I'll say this, and I might correct myself mid-sentence, but I feel like there's also such animosity towards her, like completely unfounded, but just dudes who are like, talk shows are dumb. And they'll be like, yeah, I'm glad that fat pig is dead or whatever.
But didn't people have that with Michael?
That's why I thought I would correct myself. You're absolutely right.
True.
Yeah, and then once they're dead, like, and I love how I project these awful feelings onto people who don't exist. It's like, yeah, there's probably some idiots out there. I don't know.
There's some real jerkwads out there who just hate everybody.
Yeah, but, oh, you know what? I think this town would shut down when Bill Murray dies.
I think every town will shut down when Bill Murray dies.
You know what? I don't necessarily know that.
That's true.
Because I, like, I know there are still some pockets who are kind of like, eh, that washed up old dude. Like, they don't really appreciate the career renaissance he had, or really just appreciate his career in general.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't appreciate Meatballs till like the second or third time I saw it.
You know what? You're not wrong. You're really, that movie's kind of not good.
How many times have you seen it?
Oof, about two.
Well, listen, you watch it a third time, get a nice bowl of gravy in you. You're going to fall in love with that piece of cinematic glory.
He's good in it.
He's good.
But he's good in everything. I've touted his cameo in Get Smart. I feel like I'm the only one who loved that thing.
I still have not seen Get Smart.
You know what? It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
That thing is a fun old time.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It was. I heard enough good things about it to make me want to see Be Cool, the sequel that came out in like 2005.
Oh, no. You're thinking of Get Shorty.
Oh, Get Shorty. Yeah. Oh, Get Smart. Yeah. Never mind. I was thinking of Get Shorty. Show. Yeah. I did see Get Smart. I don't remember his part in it.
He was in the tree. He was the spy. Ah, whatever. You'll love it.
You had me at Bill Murray in the tree.
Get Shorty. Man, I don't like that thing.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, good. That makes me feel better then about not ever seeing it.
Well, but I'll say this. I feel like I don't like it. I feel like I'm a little biased because it also came along around that time of Pulp Fiction and those sort of cool movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it was trying really hard to be a cool movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to see it or not?
Get Shorty or Get Smart?
Get Shorty.
Man.
I'm getting mixed signals here on whether or not I need to see Get Shorty.
You know what? I don't think... You can go the rest of your life without seeing it.
Okay.
You're not missing anything. Yeah, I stand by that.
Okay.
It's fine. If a game's brained out and it's on, give it a chance.
If it's between the UT game today, Get Shorty, and Madea Witness Protection, you can go with Get Shorty. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not a ringing endorsement, but it is an endorsement nonetheless. Yeah, now I'm thinking of that era. I'm trying to think of like the 90s cool movies.
Let's see.
But yeah, let's see. Oh, I've always said, like, as far as celebrities dying, the dad from Good Times, John Amos.
Yeah.
Because I loved Good Times. And that family was so much like my family that when he boots it, I'm going to feel real bad about that.
Speaking of old shows, I think when, Henry Winkler dies, aka the Fonz. I think there'll be some people, you'll see a lot of people in leather jackets that week.
That's actually a really good question, because his career has moved so far beyond the Fonz. I mean, like the Fonz, you know, the jacket's in the Smithsonian.
Exactly.
He's always going to be iconic,
mm-hmm.
but since then he's been like the coach in The Water Boy.
Yeah.
And he's been the attorney on Arrested Development.
Like, and the principal in Scream.
Ugh. Man, that's another movie. I am not a Scream fan at all.
I was a huge Scream fan in the 90s. And then like I went like 5 years without watching it and then watched it again a few years ago. And was like, the time for this is come and gone.
Oh, it was such a 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was too cool for school. Not sure what that was.
That was the start of Too Cool for School.
What is Too Cool for School?
It's a song by Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, wow. I should have known that then. I like Fountains of Wayne. What's going on here? Oh, this is, sorry. Anyway, hey, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour already. We just blazed through this thing. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some more Mascot Wedding. In the meantime, the number again is 472-5667. Don't call while I'm playing a song. You know that. But you can tweet at Mascot Wedding. We got no tweets, folks. We're dead. We're dead over here. Are you guys at ACL? Is that what it is? You guys listening to Jack White? Or whatever that dude's name is? Whatever that dude's name is. I'll tell you what. We're going to go Charles Bradley. Bonus track, I believe, off his No Time for Dreaming album. This is Heart of Gold. More Mascot Wedding show after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding. My name is David Hatta, and sitting in with me, a special guest.
Scott Rainey.
You said it. Host of Rainy Nights at Cold Town Theater, the final Thursday of every month. So that means there's a new show coming up in 3 weeks?
In 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Two Thursdays now. Yeah, October the 25th.
Yeah.
October 25th.
It's a good show. If I can endorse it within the laws and parameters of co-op, I'm going to endorse that stupid thing. Maybe I shouldn't call it a stupid thing. Let's take this phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm thinking on the people that the state would shut down, be Willie Nelson, man. If he passed away, whole place would go down.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Who is this? Who's calling?
What's that?
Who's calling right now?
My name is AJ from the band Thunder Rosa.
AJ from the band Thunder Rosa?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you something? I got a text from my mom during the commercial break, and my mom also said Willie Nelson.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, like you were saying, musicians are the last people that we probably have any kind of respect for.
Yeah.
As far as Oprah goes, whatever.
Yeah. that's the guy you were talking about.
They have a large black chicken at Ginny's Little Longhorn called Oprah, if that tells you anything. So.
See? Exactly. This is the backlash I'm talking about. but let me ask you this. I completely agree with the Willie Nelson assessment, but is that... Look, Austin will absolutely shut down. But will, like, the rest of the world shut down, you know?
I think there's enough respect for Willie Nelson as just as a person.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as a musician, but, you know, as a person and, you know, the whole weed thing and how he's just... I mean, he's walked this life as a really cool guy. I mean, if you look at the fact that, sure, you know, the whole not paying his taxes thing.
Yeah.
But all his friends bought all his stuff and turned it around and gave it back to him.
That is true.
You know, and they didn't charge him to give it back. If that's not a cool person who's done good things in his life, I don't know who is, you know? So.
Here's my only argument against Willie Nelson
Muhammad Ali. There's another one.
Oh, who? Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. That would be my only beef with either of those two, particularly Willie Nelson, is that he's so old already. Like, I feel like people have been preparing for his death for the last, like, decade and a half.
Yeah.
So I think the only thing it'll lack is that, like, oh my God, Willie Nelson died today. Like that, just out of the blue factor.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, AJ. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Have a great day, man.
Thanks, man. You too. Be safe out there.
All right, man. Take care.
AJ, good call. I agree with you. And actually, I would say that about the Muhammad Ali death, where, like, isn't he already dead? Like, that's terrible to say, but I kind of feel like he's been in such decline for so long. We've settled into the notion.
Like, I still think it's going to be one of the things, like, when Willie Nelson dies, people are going to be like, oh, man, Willie Nelson party. Let's play his music all day.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's going to have the, like, thunderbolt just...
Yeah. And actually, let me throw this name out at you, because someone at Twitter threw this one out at me. Hang on, is anybody's Twitter having terrible time right now? Oh, two great ones. At Brad Quinton. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Brad Quinton. Brad Quinton says Tom Hanks, especially if it's before the oft-anticipated Bosom Buddies movie. At Drew Wesley, hi Drew, says David Letterman. He's 65 and has had heart problems. I'd feel sad about David Letterman.
I'd feel sad about David Letterman. I think he has the same thing as, the same argument can be made for him as about Willie Nelson.
I feel like a lesser argument can be made.
Lesser.
Because he's on TV every night and he's such a fixture.
True.
Like, it's...
Also, amongst the entertainment community, that would be, like, a huge thing, too. Because he's just had so much influence on a lot of people.
And also, like, I mean, to be callous about it, but to approach it from a business sense, who does CBS get to replace him? Like, that really would shake things up.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Thanks, Drew. KOP, you're on the air.
Okay, I have a suggestion for what will be, like, a thunderbolt.
All right, who what's your name, caller?
My name's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Okay. Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock.
Leonard Nimoy.
I think that'll mess people up. James Kirk, whatever his name is.
Yes, whatever his name is such an iconic presence.
Whatever his real world name is, I call him Captain Kirk. Whatever his name is in the real world.
Okay, here's the thing. I buy the Shatner one. You're going to have to sell me a little bit on Leonard Nimoy, though.
Man, Leonard Nimoy was Spock. He's Spock. You know, like, people, I think people will be more messed up about Nimoy than Shatner.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing, though. But, like, Star Trek, I'm going to get somebody mad with this one. But, like, Star Trek has its very rabid fans, but it's not universally loved, you know?
But it's iconic, you know? It's like an iconic
thing. I got it. You know what?
It catches people off guard. People will be like, oh, my gosh, Mr. Spock died. You know, it'll catch them. I think that'll be a thunderbolt one.
I appreciate your enthusiasm on this. Okay, but let's – I want to take this – follow me on this for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, you tell me if people would be torn up or not with the following deaths. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Uhura.
Like, if people would be tripped out if Uhura died?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of like a regular thing. People would be like, "Oh, Uhura died."
Oh, actually, you know what? I got a better one. I got a better one for you. George Takei.
I think people would be kind of like, you know, that, I don't think that would be like this, the thunderbolt that you guys are talking about.
Okay, Patrick Stewart.
I think people would be a little messed up, but I still think that like either like Shatner or Nimoy would be a bigger loss to people.
Okay.
Like, in general, you know.
Okay, you know what? You've withstood my test, and I appreciate the call. And you know what? I'll rule in your favor. I think you're right.
Okay, cool. Right on, man.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Have a good time. Have a good time. All right, bye.
I think Nimoy will be like it'll be in the same crowd as Fonzie, but yeah, just a little bit like the tier right below him.
Yeah, here's my issue with Nimoy, and why I see a bit of a divide with him and Shatner. Shatner, again, like after Star Trek, went on to do T.J. Hooker,
yeah,
and went on to do other stuff that built his legacy.
Exactly.
Nimoy has just been that, like he did In Search Of. And, you know, but nobody saw In Search Of. Like, that's a weird reference for even sci-fi fans.
He cameoed the new Star Trek movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was in the monorail episode of The Simpsons.
He has signed literally hundreds of books.
Most of them were Tech War. So that's another feather in the Shatner cap. But yeah, you know what? But if... Man, he was passionate about that, though. No! It's Nimoy! Okay. Oh, we got another one from... At Leah Aliz. I always don't know how to pronounce that one. I never know how to pronounce that one. Sorry, Leah. John Stewart. Everyone loves that. I'm not. You know what? I'm not reading the rest of that. You know, I guess I could. Everyone loves that handsome Jew. Even Bill O'Reilly would cry. I just felt gross saying it on the radio, even though I say it all the time. But yeah, I think I'd say Colbert more than Stewart, but I think... Yeah, I think people would be all sad about Stewart. Oh, man.
What cereal box do they put people who make puns on? Like, athletes go on Wheaties.
Uh-huh. What,
you're going on the life cereal box. That's what you're going on. For coming up with Jewart.
Can I tell you something? I was trying to think of a pun cereal name. I couldn't. I thought of Tweeties for Twitter, but that's about it. That's stupid. That was a dumb thing that I said. Yeah, so let's keep this going, folks. 4725667 or at Mascot Wedding. In the meantime, let's talk about this. Scott Rainey.
Yes, sir.
Cast member of The Hustle Show, host of Rainey Nights, both at Coaltown Theater. For more information, go to coaltowntheater.com. So you mentioned Scream.
Yes.
And you were a fan, but you're not anymore. Good for you. It is October.
I still respect it as like what it was at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to be... canceling plans.
Totally understand. What I'm getting at is that it's October.
Mm-hmm.
It's prime horror movie season watching season.
Yep.
What are you watching right now?
Ooh. Earlier today I watched The Town. That's not a horror movie.
No, but you're missing the point.
So I actually... what's the point here? I watched Modern Family? Is that what you're talking about? What do I watch on
Are you watching
day?
Horror movies this month?
I saw...
Look,
the Avengers at the Dollar Theater. No, let's see. So no, I actually at the beginning of the month on Facebook I put out a thing and said, "Hey, doing 31 movies in 31 days.
Yeah,
give me your suggestions."
Yes.
To which a lot of people replied, and I was like, "Yes, this is the inspiration I need to do this." I did it a few years ago, but I was like, "Oh, I'm running out of movies to see." So I waited a couple years and was going to do it again this year, and then that fell flat on its face.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, let's take this call real quick. Okay. We'll get back to this conversation. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. Mr. T or Madonna, which would be more of an impact? I'll take my response off the air.
Thank you very much, caller. Did you really get off the air? Oh, I love it. I love it. Class act. Drop the mic and everything, because those were two great ones.
Mr. T or Madonna. Mr. T, I think, is Fonzie level, arguably above.
But here's where I... Again, I'm here to ask questions about all of these. Madonna, slam dunk. That was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even care for Madonna all that much, but I know that's going to...
It's going to be big.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be MJ big, but it'll be big.
No, it won't be MJ big, but it'll be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mr. T, though, I wonder if we're falling into a trap, a nostalgia trap.
We very much are already very well in that trap.
Because we might be deifying these people for no real discernible reason.
No, no, no.
Because look, I love Mr. T. Man, you kidding me? I grew up right at that time to love Mr. T.
I was one of the few people rooting for Clubber Lang in Rocky III.
As well you should. He was the OU of that movie. It was like, you know what? He's better. I'm just going to root for him.
He's better.
Man, those Rocky movies. Rocky, the first Rocky is one of my favorite movies, like without hesitation or hyperbole.
It's one of those movies where like I'll watch it and be like, man, what a great movie. And then I'll forget about it for a while and then come back like 2 years later and watch it again and be like, man, what a great movie. Same thing with Rocky IV.
Here's the thing about all of the Rocky movies. Even the worst ones are pretty good, but the worst part about every movie is the boxing. The thing that you're there to see is the worst part of the Rocky movies.
When I was about 13, I bought the Rocky 5-pack on VHS, just to give you an idea of how long ago this was.
Yeah.
I bought the Rocky 5-pack, and to this day, still have not brought myself to watch Rocky 5.
Don't. You did the right thing. Did you watch Rocky 6?
No, I actually want to, though. I've heard that's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a really good movie about getting old and just mortality and your place in the universe. But the boxing stinks! It's the worst!
I wish that they would remake that movie and put Clint Eastwood in as Rocky Balboa, just because I like seeing Clint Eastwood in grizzled old man roles.
Sure, sure. Although something happens in Rocky V, which is one of my favorite moments in movies ever.
Like actual favorite or ironically favorite?
Man, I don't even know anymore. I'll tell you what it is, though. So in this movie, the premise of Rocky V is Rocky V, Paulie did some bad business dealings. Rocky V is broke, washed up. He's got to move back to Philly.
Is his name Rocky V in Rocky V?
Yes, Rocky the Fifth. So he's broke. He moves back to Philly. He trains Tommy Morrison, who is Tommy the Machine Gun. But he also has to compete with this Don King-type character who is like in furs and, you know, in chains and stuff like that. He's this, you know, he's clearly Don King. But he does this thing where if anyone like even gets mad at him, they'll like grab him by the lapel and he'll say, "Touch me and I'll sue." Every time, "Touch me and I'll sue." Well, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, it's 20 years old, whatever. At the end of the movie, Rocky's like, "Oh, I'm mad at you, guy." And he grabs him by the lapel. And the guy says, "Touch me and I'll sue." So Rocky punches him out. And then Rocky goes, "Sue me for what?" And it's assault. It's clearly assault, you idiots.
Very clearly assault.
You brain damaged stooge. You just endangered everyone's well-being because you're going to jail for hitting this guy. I love it. It's my favorite.
Ugh.
We got some more tweets.
All right.
From Leah Alliz. Says, "It's okay, I'm half new, don't feel bad." And then she also says, "Tina Fey. Anyone without a robot heart loves that woman." I agree.
Tina Fey, I feel, is like getting close to, I don't want to say overstaying her welcome, but like she's on the edge of being like amongst the elite and like starting her way back down the mountain.
Yeah.
And not that she has to come back down the mountain. I don't know. I'm at that place right now, like watching some of her stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
It's that natural progression of oversaturation.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with her or her output.
No.
But you just kind of, it's the Simpsons effect.
Well, yes.
Actually, that's kind of a bad example because the Simpsons stink now.
I already agreed to it wholeheartedly, so it is a great example.
But like, even those periods where you still kind of love the Simpsons, you're just like, man, what else is on? I don't really want to watch this right now.
Exactly. Although she still wrote and directed Mean Girls,
yes,
which is my favorite movie to date.
Yeah.
So she can do no wrong in my book, ever.
Yeah.
She's going to be my Michael Jackson when she dies.
Lindsay Lohan's going to be my Michael Jackson.
She's already dead.
Man.
Inside.
I've said man a lot. Let's do a drinking game for that, too. I wonder how people are going to react when she dies.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
I think it'll be the exact same way people like react to Willie Nelson, only without the music. And it'll just be like, oh
yeah, they're just gonna go
we
online.
Saw this coming.
They're just gonna go online and watch nipple slips. Like, oh man, I'm really gonna miss that Lindsay Lohan lady.
No, there'll be nipple slip like compilations with Josh Groban's what's it called playing in the background.
Yeah, all Josh Groban's music.
Yeah,
But yeah, she bums me out on a daily basis because she had talent, and she was a lovely young lady. Threw it all away. It's like she is a cautionary tale if there ever was one.
And went from a gorgeous redhead to a below average blonde.
And look, I don't want to be crass about this. I don't want to be like this isn't man radio, but how do you mess that up, man?
How do you mess that up?
Redheads.
It's a best. Gift. It's a gift.
KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah. Tina Fey, I just want to go back for a second.
Yes.
We'll know Tina Fey is on a downhill slide when we see her topless or nude. And that may be coming soon. I just have a feeling.
Hold on. What is your name, caller? Oh, did you know? You didn't like me saying it that way. What's your name, caller? Oh.
Drop the mic.
No,
I'm not even close. The way they said that, I thought they had like some sort of inside information about an upcoming full frontal that Tina Fey had in a movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. That was like such a weird TMZ presentation. It's like, hey, word on the street is she's going to get out. No, first of all, she's not. Like, she's clearly one of those people who just has too much integrity. And B, if you're going the paparazzi route, she's not really out there.
She's not somebody that you're going to want to wait in bushes to try and catch naked at the poolside.
Exactly. You know what? No, I'm popping that balloon. Sorry. does not hold water.
Yeah. When we see her naked, right?
Really?
Yeah. I need the pipe again.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Oh, that's true.
My goodness. Yeah. People love talking about dead people. Oh, here we go. Got another tweet. Hey, by the way, all kidding aside, thanks, Twitter. And thanks my tweet army. You guys are coming through today. It's great. Not reading that, but I'm reading this one. Regular Karate says, it'll be very tragic when Lindsay Lohan dies next week. Yeah, I agree. It's that thing that we've all settled into. Man, I forgot that Corey Haim died. I was thinking about that the other day, as a matter of fact.
I forgot Corey Haim lived.
Burn. Take that. Guy who made millions of dollars making movies. How dare you entertain people. But yeah, like, I think we're all settling into this thing where Lindsay Lohan, if she doesn't die within a year, she's going to go away from our lives.
She's got one of three routes, and this is going to sound ridiculous because there's very clearly only three routes. She's either going to die young.
Yes.
Just fade away into nothingness or continue to fade away into nothingness. Or she's going to have just a tremendous, incredible career resurgence where she's going to, I don't know, become the next Robert Downey Jr. or Mickey Rourke only.
I'm going to get more specific with this.
Okay.
Here's what I think is going to happen with Lindsay Lohan. She is going to, we haven't seen her bottom out yet.
Oh, no, no, no.
She is going to bottom out. And then she's going to either go away because she chooses to or because the legal system says she has to. She's going to go away and come back and be like this sort of born-again celebrity.
Interesting.
Like she'll have a show on whatever the equivalent of the PAX network is right now. She'll have an ABC Family show.
Yeah.
And she'll have an infomercial. That's where she's going to end up, I think.
What's the name of her Lindsay Lohan ABC Family show?
It's going to be like... coming in second because she's gonna be the stepmom to a family, and they're gonna be like, "You're not a real mom." She's like,
"I'm trying to be a real mom, but I'm coming in second."
Like that.
So you're taking like the still just terrible Lindsay Lohan route. I thought we were like second chance Lindsay Lohan. I was thinking something like Lindsay and Me, and she's like in this nice like suburban mom like outfit, and she's got her arms crossed and is looking like slyly into the mirror.
I'm still saying that. She will clean up, but she can't get rid of that voice. That voice is staying for life.
That crystal meth voice, you can't get rid of once you have it.
Man, how do you get Smoker's voice at 12? It was really rough, man. But I think she'll be this clean cut, you know, sort of Christian mom type character on a sitcom, but I'm just spitballing here. I'm taking meetings right now.
Starring, it'll co-star Britney Spears also?
No.
And they can just do their thing?
She's going to keep it going. She's going to outlive us all. Yes. She's going to be like, well, maybe not outlive us all. She'll go the Vegas Elvis route. She'll become like, you know, just this, she'll have her own theater and just do 200 shows a year.
Yeah.
And it'll be great, and we'll love her.
That's good enough for me, yeah. For Britney Spears.
Totally fine with it.
I'd be lying if I said I don't every once in a while throw off the old shoes and listen to Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, yeah. I think no matter how much grief she gets or how much junk people talk about her, America is rooting for Britney Spears.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Not Lindsay Lohan, though.
Quick question I'm going to throw out.
Yes, throw it out.
Best Britney Spears song. I'm going to give you some options. You can choose one of them or another one. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Okay.
Toxic.
Hmm.
I don't know what other ones.
Womanizer.
Some, well, I mean, like, I know other ones, but I don't know which ones were like her like mega hits.
Man.
Sometimes.
I was going to say Sometimes. Sometimes is pretty good because it's a nice little tender ballad. But when you're talking about Britney Spears, you got to go with the dance numbers. I'd say Womanizer. Womanizer is a fun song.
I slowly had the realization that I think Toxic is like the peak of Britney Spears. Like her music so far. I don't know. It was just one day. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know what?
Toxic is incredible.
Toxic is pretty good. But that was not a good album.
Very much was not.
Yeah, but like Oops, I Did It Again? That thing's all killer, no filler.
You know what my favorite part of Oops, I Did It Again is?
What's that?
And you won't know this if you've just heard it, like the radio version, but the like album version, there's a like...
The Titanic story.
Yeah, 15 seconds of spoken word. Which yes. Like, didn't she throw the necklace in the ocean at the end? Yes. Yeah, babe, but I went down there and I got it back for you.
That was in the video too, and I have no idea why they decided to shoehorn that in.
I don't know, but I just really like that. Oh, you shouldn't have. Like, I think that was my favorite part of any Britney Spears song ever.
But in the song, she even, like, takes it the extra mile. It's like, but I thought the old lady dropped it in the end of the movie?
Wasn't it like 2 years after Titanic came out?
Oh, it totally was.
So it was just a really obscure reference.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Titanic 3 years after the fact. Scott Rainey.
Yes, sir.
We've come to the end of the show.
No joke.
Yes.
I could do this for days.
Seriously, that was a ton of fun. I'll tell you what. Let's let everybody know what you do. I mean, let's start plugging some stuff as best you can.
Okay.
Where can we see Scott Rainey?
We can see Scott Rainey. Cold Town is a big place I do stuff at. Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier, Hustle Show every second Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. Rainy Nights is my show. It's a late night style talk show, but we make up all the guests. And that's a lot of fun. That's every last Thursday of the month at 10 at Cold Town. A lot of fun. It's
cool.
Vintage Scott Rainey, as the critics call it.
Yeah, no critics have ever seen it. And
come
for more
see the show that the Chronicle called Thursday at 10 p.m.
Yeah. And for more information about that show or any other show, you may visit coldtowntheater.com. It's got a big calendar. It's got all kinds of fun stuff. Scott Rainey, this was a blast. Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You are. You know what? You're on the list now. Anytime.
Boom.
When I say.
Aww.
Yeah, let's get out of here and make way for the clear spot. But first, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. Lindy, what do you got lined up today? Are you going to do some gin blossoms? Oh, yeah. Some New Miserable. Hell yeah. One day she's going to laugh at my dumb jokes. But we're going out with some Mind Spiders off the new album Meltdown. This is You Are Dead. For Mac, I am David. Goodbye, Austin. See you next week.
Plug section. That's right, it's the plugs part of the show. Can I pop any more peas? Mr. Popper's Penguins. Hey, David, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. I can't wait to tell people what we're doing and how to get them to give me money.
That's correct. David and I do a lot of live stuff around town and different cities on occasion. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure you know about them. November 8th,
yes.
There is a monthly comedy variety show that David and I co-host at Cold Town Theater, and it's called The Hustle Show.
Yeah, that's right. You're asking, hey, is that the second Thursday of this month? That's right. We do it the second Thursday of every month. This month, it's on Thursday, November 8th.
That's right. At 10 p.m., sketches, games, assorted mayhem. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stand-up Ryan County.
Awesome. One of the funniest in town.
Oh, my God. That guy just keeps getting funnier. He's going to be on our show. He's going to be performing stand-up on it. So that is something you do not want to miss in Cold Town Theater. It's only going to cost you $5. It's BYOB. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an awesome time. It should be there.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we've been doing this for almost a year. We shouldn't have to tell you, but we're going to tell you. It's a great time. It's one of my favorite things that I do. So, yeah, come check us out. It's The Hustle Show.
And then later that month, in November, when does this start?
It's Friday, November 9th.
Friday, November 9th, the very next day.
Yeah.
If you journey down to the downtown Alamo Ritz, we are starting a month-long run with Master Pancake Theater. It is myself. It is David. It is Master Pancake's John Erler. And we're going to be making fun of the movie Roadhouse.
That's right. It's one of my all-time favorites that we've done. And we're bringing it back. The Rock has come back to Ritz.
That's right. The mountain has come to Muhammad. It's going to make fun of him. Wait, no. Don't kill us. Please don't kill us. Oh, boy. That was a bad analogy. But yeah, Roadhouse. It's Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. he's a bouncer. He's the head of the bouncers. He's the god of bouncers. Running a bar in Jasper, Missouri. How does this lose? It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's amazing movie. If you've never seen it,
yeah.
Go rent it.
It's got titty.
Do yourself a favor. Bush?
No Bush.
Oh, okay. It's a really super fun movie. And like David said, it's one of our favorite movies to make fun of. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that runs, I think we're taking one of the days off for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The Friday after Thanksgiving, we won't be there. But then it's going to run until December 8th.
Yeah. So let's mark your calendars accordingly. November 9th and 10th.
Uh-huh.
November 16th and 17th.
Two shows that night.
November 24th. December 8th. How hard was that?
See, and all those nights, two shows.
Yeah, exactly.
So drafthouse.com is the place to go for tickets.
You bet.
And then starting this next week, starting October 31st, which is a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and running till that Saturday, I will be, that was my phone making that dumb noise. I will be at Cap City Comedy with Dove Davidoff.
Dove Davidoff.
Here you go. Hold on. Right. Starting this week, Wednesday, spooky, it's Halloween.
Ooh.
October 31st, that is a Thursday, running until that Saturday. I will be at Cap City Comedy Club hosting for Dove Davidoff. And it's going to be a really funny time. It's a show Wednesday, show Thursday, two shows Friday and Saturday. So come see me do some stand-up comedy.
Oh, Halloween night, Mac will be dressed as a middler.
Is that Beth Midler?
No, it's the guy who does the middle.
You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop knowing stand-up terms and I don't.
You can be there for the check drop?
With the check drop happening. I hate when they do the check drop. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. So those are our plugs, guys. Come out and see us live. And tell you what, if you come up to us and mention the Mascot Wedding Show to either one of us, we will give you a wish.
Yes. Good for certain things.
That's correct. Make a wish and I will grant it for you.
Okay. I wish for a delicious sandwich. That was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm still trying.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye.